This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Peter White about the newly pending sale for the Glen Mountain, a special gem here in our community. Thank you so much, Peter, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure for me, Taylor, to be with you and with CIDI.
Please begin by telling our listeners a little bit about your connection to Glen Mountain. I know that you were once the owner of this special little gem here in our community.
Well, that's true, but not only that, my uncle, Hank Rotherham, whom many people will remember, and his wife, Debbie Rotherham, who was a municipal councillor in Knowlton for many years, my uncle was the man who started that hill as a ski hill in 1960. And then he brought in some other investors, and he got Jack Rabbit Johansson, who was a famous skier in Quebec, to come and design all the trails. And it opened, and I have a picture of Hank Rotherham with Glenn Brown and Eddie Persons and somebody else at the opening day in 1960. And that hill opened the same year as Sutton, which was a lot earlier than Beaumont or Owlshead. And then later on, as you say, I bought it myself in 1978, along with Pat Cote later on. And I owned it until 2004.
So this mountain holds a special place in your family.
Absolutely does. Yeah, it's very special for us.
Now you're in a pending agreement to actually repurchase the mountain. Can you speak to us a little bit about that process and the steps that have been taken so far?
Well, I guess everybody was wondering whether Mario Lamont, the covered owner, would ever sell the place. He's closed it, of course, and it's been closed to the public now for 18 years. And nobody knew, and then just out of the blue, I heard, you know, the way the rumor mill works in our town, that it might be for sale. So I asked Reg Gauthier if there was any chance that it was, and Reg said, no, there's no chance at all. And then Reg called me back 4 days later and said, it's for sale. Put in an offer, and the offer was accepted, and it closes on the 30th of October.
Wow! I'm sure people are so excited to hear about what is going to happen now that this deal is almost coming to a close. I know, like you mentioned, it's been close to the public for 18 years. I know that people are excited to learn more about what your future plans are for the mountain.
Well, we want to keep it as a community-based mountain, a family mountain. We don't want to be Beaumont, and we don't want to be Sutton. I'd rather like Owl's Head, I must say. But we want to make sure that it's open to everybody for all sorts of possible recreational activities that one can do on a mountain. So that's winter, summer, spring, and fall. And so, and as you may know, Taylor, people your age in particular are very keen now on what they call alpine touring, which is skiing uphill on skins instead of going uphill with a lift and then skiing down again on groomed slopes. And the Glen is just perfect for that. There are all kinds of little trails all over the Glen, 650 acres, where you can go on cross-country skis and make your way up to the top of the mountain and then ski down if you want to. And if you're really good, you can telemark all the way down. And then and of course, in the wintertime, we're dependent on how much snow we get. We're certainly not going to be able to have snowmaking this year, although we'll look at that in the future. But with really intelligent snow farming, which Pat Cote is very good at, we can pretty well guarantee good snow cover a lot of the time. I should explain maybe what snow farming is. Pat will have a bunch of snow fences on sleds, maybe 50 feet lengths. And he'll move them around the mountain and place them in strategic places in advance of any big storm that's coming, so that the snow will accumulate around these snow fences. And then when the storm is over, he'll take his snow cats and he'll move all the snow into great big piles all around the hill and cover the piles up with tarpaulins, so that if it rains or if it gets hot, the snow is still there. And then when we need it, we can spread it around where it's needed. And that's what we call snow farming. So we're going to do that this year for sure. And if the elements cooperate, we should have wonderful skiing this winter.
You plan on not only opening it up back to the community, but you also plan on collaborating with your former partner.
Absolutely. And in the summertime, as soon as the news got out, Lynn Bessette got in touch with me, and Lynn came to see me at my house in Knowlton. And Lynn is extremely keen on being involved with the Glen. Everybody loves it, of course. And Lynn wants to make it into a vélo de montagne, for the montagne de vélo.
Yes.
And so Lynn has had to go off to Europe for some projects, she's on, but when she comes back in September, we're going to sit down and do some planning for all kinds of biking activities. And that could start, I suppose, in theory. I'll have to ask Lynn what she thinks, that could start as early as November, perhaps.
Wow, so you're really trying to meet the needs of the community here and trying to provide them something that they're looking for.
That's the way the Glen always operated. You know, I don't know if you've ever skied there, but you probably haven't since it's been closed for 18 years, but...
I actually did ski there. I actually learned how to ski there on the pony lift.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, that's wonderful. Well, you know exactly what it's like. It's a family place. It's the type of place where you can take your children and drop them off in the morning and leave them there all day in perfect safety, and they'll just have a wonderful time, and then you come and pick them off at the end of the day. And everybody knows everybody, and everybody's friendly, and there's all sorts of things to do. One of my sons of Tony Rotherham was Hank Rotherham's son, so that would be Hank's grandson who now lives in London, England, and he learned to ski at the Glen, and he wrote to me, and he said, Peter, you've got to bring back the arcade games, particularly a game called Tempest, and you've got to find the guy who made those wonderful hot dogs steamy. Then you have to have the jello jump in the springtime at the end of the ski season, and that sort of thing. So people have all these wonderful memories.
Yes, I'm pretty sure almost everyone in Knowlton has some, or even in the villages that surround Knowlton, the town of Brome Lake, all have some sort of connection to that mountain.
That's true, absolutely true. And I hope that continues. Everybody, all the comments I've heard have been very positive, and I just want to reassure everybody that they'll be welcome, and we'll accommodate whatever we can possibly do, and we do not plan any big major real estate developments that will ruin it.
Great. Now, I really am interested in hearing why you decided to make an offer to purchase the Glen Mountain all of these years later.
Well, because when it closed, and Richard Birkin and I were talking about this the other day, it totally devastated the local economy in the wintertime. All the local merchants suffered very, very badly. A number of stores had to close in Knowlton. Richard was reminding me that in the heyday when the Glen was open and also Mount Echo was open, that's probably well before your time, but Mount Echo was open for a few years, and Richard was a policeman at the time, and he remembers directing traffic on a Sunday afternoon at the crossroads in the middle of Knowlton, and the traffic jams were stretching in every direction. There's so many people coming here. And when the Glen closed, it was immediately felt that you know, people said to who might have considered coming here in the wintertime as well as the summer, why do I need to go to Knowlton when I can't ski there? I'll go to Sutton, or I'll go to Mansonville, or I'll go to Magog, or offer Broma. And it has really, really hurt the whole community around here, the whole economy, and we're still suffering from it. So we're hoping that with the Glen reopening, that'll give a new impetus to our local economy.
Yes, and also give the community something that's theirs. They don't have to travel elsewhere anymore. They have their own mountain.
It's our own little mountain. That's exactly what it is, yes.
Now, I'm not sure if you're able to speak on this, but I know that there are always people that are interested when we're speaking about sales and purchasing of land. Are you able to speak on the financial details of this sale?
It's public, but I have not kept it secret at all that the price is $6.1 million. Beyond that, I have no information at all, because obviously we're going to need to we're going to have to prepare the hill for the winter, but what needs to be done there is you need to cut the grass and you need to cut the brush on the main trails, but they're in pretty good shape. Of people who have drive by there, you can still definitely see where the trails all are. And Mario Lamont very, very generously has offered to clear all those trails at his expense before the 31st of October, because he still has all the equipment, and I guess he's got people who can help him do that. And Pat Cote is going to be arriving in the community on the 31st of August, and Pat, of course, is an expert on this sort of thing, and if any work that Mario is not able to do, Pat will take it over and we'll get the hills all cleared and ready and groomed for the winter.
I'm sure people are going to be so excited for this winter now. I leave my last question open to you, but is there anything else that you would like to mention, Peter, about the sale and about the purchase of Glen Mountain and the future of the mountain that you think would be important for our community to know?
We can't have too many investors. That's according to the law, where we have a limit to the number of investors we can have without issuing a prospectus, which I don't want to do. So we're not going to have a large number of investors in this project. It's going to be a fairly small number. But what I have suggested to a number of people, and I think it's already perhaps happening, is that we have a sort of an association, the Friends of Glen Mountain, that can be everybody who wants to join, and it'll probably be free. And the Friends of Glen Mountain can have projects of their own. For example, one of the ideas that has been suggested is that we need a warming hut at the summit. There's never been a warming hut up there. And nowadays, with these, what they call tiny houses, you can put a building up there with no foundation at all, and you can probably even move it around if you have to. And that's something maybe that a group like the Friends of Glen Mountain can undertake by themselves, or other things like that. Any little projects or for improvements or that they might want to do. So that's a way I think that the whole community can get involved if they want to.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time, Peter, and thank you for being so open and speaking with us about this.
It's a great pleasure, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.